I'm pleased to be with you. Talk about the part of the program that would be administered through the Farm Service Agency. For most of the folks, that's out of the USDA Service Center in your local county. Information will also be available on farmers.gov. So these are the market facilitation program payments. And many of you have heard about those as the Secretary has talked about those payments to be able to help folks in their marketing in this challenging time. As the Secretary mentioned, 50% of that payment is the initial payment, which is the rates I'll mention in just a moment here. We'll take the total production times 50% of that production times this payment rate to be able to have the payments that producers will earn. Producers will still need to establish their eligibility. They need to sign that they do not have an excess of $900,000 adjusted gross income. They need to be in conservation compliance. And then that sign-up will start September 4th. So the payment rates per commodity here are wheat is 14 cents a bushel times 50% of the production for 2018. Sorghum is 86 cents per bushel times that 50% of the 2018 production. And soybeans is $1.65 per bushel times 50% of the 2018 production. For corn, it is 1 cent per bushel times 50% of the 2018 production. And for cotton, it's 6 cents per pound times 50% of the production for 2018. We will also make payments to dairy producers and pork producers. So for pork producers, the total number of pigs that they have on hand on their operation that they own, as of August 1st, 50% of that production will earn $8 per pig. And for dairy, we will use the margin protection historical production number, of which we have about 21,000 producers across the country that participate in that program, and it's 12 cents a hundred times that production number. That production number was established a few years ago. For those that don't have that number, we're able to calculate a number as well. So, again, you don't have to participate in other programs to be a part of this program. I'm sure we'll have new folks come to the door. Out their service center. We want to be able to offer this to them as well. Let me talk about, as well, payment limits. We have conversations about payment limits. These programs will both establish or will establish new payment limits. The crop programs, those five commodities, cotton, corn, soybeans, sorghum, and wheat, will have one $125,000 payment limit. And dairy and pork together will have a separate $125,000 payment limit. That is separate from any existing program, ARC PLC, or other kinds of payment limit that a producer has. But that is for the life of the program. With sign up to begin the 4th of September, scheduled to end the middle of January. All a producer needs to be able to sign up for this program is have current year's production in the case of crops, or as I mentioned, inventory or historical production for pork and for dairy. They do not need to come into the offices before they have that production evidence. Certainly, we're always glad to talk to folks. They can check out information on farmers.gov as well. But this should be potentially one visit for producers with that production evidence, signing the form. And we want to make it very simple for producers, but certainly effective as well. Our offices will be ready to answer questions, and we're certainly looking forward to talking with producers about this part of the program. The total for these seven commodities will total about $4.7 billion is the projected amount. Again, there may be a later payment. Depends on what we have for a situation in later this year as we would reevaluate what a second payment might be.